The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently minus 5 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Muhammad Khan, and here are today's headlines. Trying to protect immigrant workers, homeless shelters bracing for winter, and free French lessons now available. The Quebec government has announced a new action plan to recognize the skills of immigrant workers. The government plans to invest $130 million to facilitate the integration of qualified immigrants into the workforce. We turn to Jordan McKay for that story. Jordan, what is the government looking to change?
The government is looking to increase funding for their existing immigration programs and functions. The government hopes that the reinvestment will streamline the processes related to the recognition of immigrant qualifications. In addition to boosting the general functions of the government that the government has outlined, they have a six-step action plan to make these things possible.
What challenges do immigrants face when looking for employment?
Egbert Gay, the editor of a black community paper, Community Connect, says that immigrants, regardless of qualifications, usually enter the workforce in Canada at the bottom.
They start at the lowest level where they have none of their competency, none of their education, nothing is recognized to a certain extent. So it means that they usually have to start really, really close to the bottom in terms of re-educating themselves and retraining.
Why is the government making changes now?
According to Kay, the government has reached an impasse because of the pandemic and the employment issues that followed. He says the government has no other choice.
So the talk that we're hearing now is not because government has suddenly become nice. It's just that government has recognized that you have such an acute labor shortage that now they can't play the ass anymore and pretend.
The new measures will prioritize immigrants with qualifications related to essential services, construction, strategic economic services, education, and the public sector.
Thank you, Jordan. Migrant women often find themselves as victims of abuse in new countries. The Canadian government joined a United Nations seminar this morning to discuss new measures in protecting and empowering these women. Alexa Toguri-Lorraine joins us with more details. So Alexa, can you tell us what this seminar is trying to achieve?
Sure. So the Minister of Immigration, Refugee and Citizenship, Sean Fraser, joined a UNHCR seminar and announces Canada's involvement in protecting migrant women who hail from Central America. He says Canada aims to use the MERP strategy to identify issues that contribute to displacement and protection of migrant women who settle in Canada. He announced that Canada will invest $10 million over the next 4 years while working with UNHCR and IWO. He explains in the next clip why this approach is very important.
Because we don't have a monopoly on good ideas in any one country or another. And the opportunity to learn from one another is one of the most valuable assets that I think this platform is going to provide to us.
What is the MIRPS?
MIRPS, or MIRPS, means Comprehensive Regional Protection and Solutions Framework in Spanish. This approach helps strengthen regional governments' cooperation in transporting migrants and offering securities, as well as adopting strategies that help immigrants settle into their new home in Canada.
What else should the government do to protect migrant women?
Well, right now, migrant women who settle in Canada are in a vulnerable situation. Advocacy group Known as Illegal reveals that migrant women are more reluctant to file legal complaints regarding intimate partner violence due to their citizenship status. Since migrant women face a dire situation, the editor of Community Contact, editor Ed Burkay, says the government should take these situations more seriously.
You have places where people can complain and where people can investigate bad behaviors. And you treat people, basically what you need to do is just treat people some of the basics of respect and dignity, offer them dignity.
While women are the main focus, children and members of the LGBTQ+ community fleeing from gender-based violence, trafficking, and discrimination from their countries of origin are in Canada. The government will do whatever they can to help incoming migrants.
Thank you, Alexa. A teenager is being treated in the hospital after being shot at the Philippe Pantin Library in Laval. Police rushed to the scene last night, where the 18-year-old was found suffering from a bullet wound in his lower body. The young man was shot by a suspect from outside the building. Arrests have not been made, and the investigation continues. As Montreal clears away its first snowfall, shelters prepare to help the unhoused. Warming centers are setting up for colder temperatures, making more space available for people. Many shelters, though, are worrying that there will not be enough space. Zina Shoaibi has the story.
Located in the north of Montreal, the Mission Saint-Michel shelter welcomed dozens of people, but last Saturday they had to refuse 30 of them. Chantal Laferrière, who is the director of the shelter, is happy with the situation, but also believes that the shelters need more resources and space.
The population needs more space, more emergency shelters. There's not enough right now to cover the need.
She is not the only one. James Hughes, who is also the director of Old Brewery Mission, also agrees with the lack of space.
Organizations, we're finding that now at the start of winter, that normally we would have more capacity than we have now. We had more capacity last winter than we do at this time. And so there's a general nervousness that the supply of emergency services will not meet the demand. We're doing everything in our power to ensure our facilities are open. We have many facilities.
Old Mission Brewery announced today that they will have approximately 500 places when there is now 4,000 homeless Montrealers.
But as I say, the point we're trying to make is that going to be enough this winter? You know, as a system, we had more capacity.
Concordia News, I'm Zina Shoaibi.
Raising the minimum wage to $18 would hurt 90% of small and medium-sized businesses. Talks to increase the minimum wage significantly have occurred over the past few months. According to the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, one of three small businesses would have to increase prices and salaries for other employees. Businesses complained that they would have to make this up by working longer hours, reducing employees, or potentially closing down. For many, the French language can often be a barrier to communicate and to function in Quebec society. A new program is being offered to help people speak French in Quebec. Philippe Robet tells us more.
Travaillons en français promotes French communication by giving free lessons online. The goal is to encourage the use of French at the workplace. Rita Legault from the Quebec Communication Group Network explains what this measure is going to change.
There have always been English classes for immigrants and for people arriving in Quebec, but that those were never available for English-speaking Quebecers.
This is an initiative of a local NGO. Their director, Laurence Zerre, explains who could benefit from this program. This program, which we're introducing, is a very short formation. It is a support offered to workers who have to deal with the public. This is a great initiative, but will Anglophones and Allophones be willing to take this course? Rita Legault answers.
English-speaking Quebecers have been asking for these kinds of programs for a while. And yes, they will take advantage of them.
If you work with the public and wish to improve your French, the program is available right now at csmoca.org. That's csmoca.org. For Concordia News, I'm Philippe Robin.
A plant-based vaccine, developed in Montreal, has passed its third phase, proving a 70% efficacy against all variants of COVID-19. The vaccine, developed by Quebec-based company Medicago and GlaxoSmithKline, tested 24,000 subjects internationally. Company executives are seeking approval from health authorities, and if approved, it will be the first plant-based vaccine in human history. For sports news today, the CF Montreal will not have a farm team. The Vancouver Canucks win their first game with their new head coach, and the New England Patriots celebrate their seventh straight win. Hannah Tiangson has the stories.
Has the first down and breaks it, it's gone! Damian Harris threw everyone! run up the middle for the touchdown.
During last night's windy conditions, the New England Patriots won 14-10 against the Buffalo Bills. That marks their seventh straight win. Rookie player Mac Jones completed just two of three passes for 19 yards, the fewest attempted passes since 1974. Overall, Jones played a remarkable game and ran for 222 yards on 46 carries. For Olympic news, the U.S. announced that though their athletes will be competing at the Games, they won't dispatch any U.S. diplomats or officials to attend.
Pass and a deflection on the game. Besser's drought is over.
Good news for Canucks fans. The Vancouver Canucks won their first game with the new head coach last night. After a brutal loss against the Pittsburgh Penguins on Saturday night, the Canucks made a glorious comeback and won 4-0 against Los Angeles Kings. The Canucks came into Monday's game having lost 10 out of their 13 outings. Yet, they started the game strong with Thatcher Demko making 30 saves for his first shutout of the season. Looks like the Canucks are heading in a good direction with their new head coaches.
Is up, up and away. The Expos have won on a three-run home run by Vladimir Guerrero. They've beaten.
If you want to hear more baseball in Montreal, it could cost the city a lot of money. Stephen Bronfman, the businessman behind the project to bring back Major League Baseball to Montreal, is asking for a financial contribution of up to a few hundred million dollars for its baseball stadium project in Montreal. For soccer news, Major League Soccer revealed the identity of the 21 clubs that will be in the MLS Next Pro campaign in 2022, but CF Montreal will be the only team without a farm team. Lastly, don't miss today's hockey game at 7 p.m. The Montreal Canadiens are back on the ice against the Tampa Bay Lightning, but don't expect to see Carey Price on the ice before Christmas.
Thank you, Hannah. A dog did a big poop on the Philadelphia Flyers logo yesterday. Police strolled onto the ice for a photo op to salute the dogs and celebrate them. One of the dogs took an unexpected turn instead, stopping directly on center ice to answer the call of the wild. Having lost their nine last games, many have called the act symbolic to the Flyers' season so far. It's beginning to look a lot like the holiday season. No snowfall, but cloudy skies today. It'll get no warmer than minus 4, so expect a chilly evening with temperatures as low as minus 10 degrees. That's your news to 1127. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Muhammad Khan.